Hey everybody, welcome back to Select Start. This is an episode number that I can't remember what episode number we're on. I think we're on
like 18 or 18. 19.
Yeah, I think we're on 18. We got some very hot topics. We were talking about one of them prior to...
We're talking about Hot Topic all this episode.
Yeah, the entire logistics of Hot Topic and how they run their business. So we're just going to talk about their numbers, kind of how their stock is doing and all that.
Probably absolutely horrible.
No, but yeah, so some crazy stuff has been going on. So there was some VTuber drama that was happening. I believe it happened last month, kind of towards the end of last month, but we never talked about it. And basically, this VTuber person named Bunny kind of had some stuff going on. Hold on, guys.
Uh-oh. They had some stuff going on, and then he says, hold on. he just got doxxed.
Yeah.
For sure. They got him. They were like, we got him, boys. Now, are you excited for this weekend?
I am.
You're probably insanely excited, dude.
I am. I'm going both days.
Sorry about that, boys. My fiance called me.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's picking up some McDonald's for dinner. Anyways.
Ooh, fine dining.
On March 16th, basically, this VTuber named Bunny posted a Twitter statement saying, anyone with animosity towards me from the past to come forward and have tough conversations. And basically, people were coming out accusing him of harassment, manipulation, and abuse dating back to, like, years. Or she, my bad. Admiral Baru, he came out and he got tied to it as well. So people saying that he was abusive and stuff. And someone named Lana Laser pretty much kind of came out with like a twit longer about their whole experience with Bunny and saying that like Bunny was telling a lot of people to come after her and like sabotage her and slander her and stuff, and that she like scammed Bunny out of money. And then a couple of other, you know, VTubers like I'm Cinnison, Meower, and Susu, Sam Stippin, a bunch of people kind of got pulled into this, and Admiral Baru actually ended up doing like a apology. And so there was a bunch of claims about both of them, and it kind of sparked this controversy about like a lot of people saying like the VTuber community is like super toxic and stuff, and like no one's like holding like the popular ones accountable for like their actions and stuff. And so it was pretty crazy seeing everything that was going on.
That's kind of wild.
It's
like VTubers popping off on each other just seems
weird.
I'm gonna be honest, just seems like comedy. I hate to be that guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, like it's weird because, like, I don't ever, like, I'm not in that type of community and I don't watch any VTubers, but I've never heard anything about them really until, like, this drama happened last month. Mm-hmm. And, I didn't know about it until, like, here recently, too. Like, I just started seeing videos about people talking about it and I was like, the fuck is going on? I was like, I never hear anything about these people, like, ever. Like, they. Usually it's just kind of like this quiet community that's off to like the side. And apparently also XQC got called out for, because on his streams he tags it as VTuber, and a lot of people were getting mad about it and stuff. And
that's just XQC being a fucking troll.
Yeah, he basically told them, like, he was like, pretty much like, fuck off. Like, I'm just going to do it anyways. I don't care. He's like, if I get banned, I get banned, because they were like saying like it's against TOS and stuff. And I was like, oh, geez. But yeah,
It's XQC. I'm really not that surprised.
Dude, yeah, no, I love XQC. I was watching his stream today. He's hilarious.
But there is some even better things to talk about than weird people who don't show their faces on stream, unlike me. You have to hide behind some little avatar. I don't know. VTubers just, I don't know. I've never understood.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of get it, because, like, I guess it's kind of like if you're, like, camera shy, or, like, you don't really, like, I guess, sure. Like your appearance.
Sure, if you don't, yeah,
stuff,
if you don't like your appearance, kinda, fine, but, like, yeah. Hiding behind, like, I don't know. I don't like the avatar.
Yeah, no, it's a little weird. I don't think it's for everyone. I don't really care for VTubers either.
But this weekend is supposed to be pretty fun for you two.
It is, Caleb. Fucking yeah, boy. Dropping that dough on 2 days, man.
How much you paid for two tickets, Gavin?
Yeah, I know it is. But you also got a hotel.
I got a cheap hotel.
Yeah, we.
Hey, let's go.
We're thinking about it. We might head down there like Saturday and maybe get a hotel. Like when Caitlin gets off work, just head down there. Mm-hmm. That way we don't have to, and then like have to drive Sunday, because we only got tickets for Sunday because they were expensive.
Yeah, it would have been expensive for two-day tickets.
Yeah, four, pretty much buying four tickets. So it would have been like, I think, like almost $300-$400. Because it was $184 for just me and her, so.
Yeah.
It would have been like, what, $360?
Gonna be fun though.
Oh yeah, no, I can't wait. Sure it is. It sucks.
It's gonna be fun to watch my boys 100 Thieves win the back-to-back titles.
TL's gonna win.
We just smashed TL.
Oh yeah, no, I'll say this weekend. The reverse sweep was pretty nice. But
so that's what you two were popping off about.
Yeah. In a group chat. Yeah. I still think TL's gonna win.
They gotta beat EG first.
Yeah, but didn't EG lose to
EG just swept C9 this weekend.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, EG swept C9. I think TL's got it. I specifically want 100 Thieves to not win, and I'll be happy just to spite Caleb. But it also sucks because Caleb didn't pick the same section as us, so me and Caleb can't associate when we're there. He doesn't really understand it. Russell gets it. Up, Russell understands that, like, once we're there, like, I won't be able to really interact with Caleb because, like, the whole, like, faction and vibe.
Gang 102. I get it. Like, you're not really vibing. Like, you're like 38 above the vibe, dude.
Y'all are dumb.
Like,
but
like, you're like that weird 145. I don't know, man. Guys
are
sus.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't really like it. I don't really like numbers above 102, if we're being honest. No, but isn't Tyler 1 also supposed to be doing something?
He's doing like the opening ceremony, and then they're doing like a
meet and greet after, right?
A celebrity Grubhub like match too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
with a bunch of streamers.
I swear I saw like that they were doing like a meet and greet with Tyler or something like that.
I don't know. I didn't see nothing about that.
Got real quiet all of a sudden. Well, I ain't seen nothing about that. Silent.
Sorry, I was yawning.
Meet your LCS mid-season showdown meet and greet. Have you wanted to meet your idol LCS mid-season showdown? Well, now you may be able to, blah, blah, blah. Saturday, April 23rd. Don't miss an amazing opportunity for LCS mid-season showdown live in person.
So Saturday. So you won't be able to go, Gavin. Yeah. Sucks to suck. Sorry.
Yeah, but you also have to get the VIP tickets, I think. Or you have to pay for it.
There wasn't any VIP tickets on sale.
I don't know. That's what it says. It says LCS Midseason Showdown VIP tickets.
I don't know.
But
I'm going to just walk in there with a ladder and be like, yeah, I work here.
We should do that, honestly. Me and Caitlin should just go Saturday and just walk in with a ladder and like some vests that I have left over from work and just walk straight in.
But yeah, for anybody who is unaware about what's going on this weekend.
Oh yeah, I guess we should explain, huh?
Yeah, this weekend in Houston at NRG Stadium is the LCS Spring Finals.
So if you want,
we got our final three teams.
If you want to meet us, this... be there or be square. You know, all of our fans, if you guys want to meet us, we'll be there. come say hi. Hey, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
So this past weekend, we had the upper bracket finals, which was a banger series. It was 100 Thieves versus Team Liquid, and whoever won
it was that game you guys need to know.
Got to go straight to the finals. And Team Liquid started out the series 2-0 pretty convincingly.
Absolutely destroyed them the first two games.
And then 100 Thieves came back and reverse swept them 3-0.
Which I honestly did not expect. I thought what was going to happen, it was going to go to 2-2, and then TL would come out on top. I think the reason TL lost is...
it's because they were stupid, yeah. And all five of them went to Dragon when they didn't know where TF was.
Not only that, they also kind of changed up their playstyle, kind of like mid-series, which... they brought up on like the analyst desk and stuff, and it was kind of weird for them to do that, like mid series, to kind of change up how they were playing and stuff. But I still believe TL will win all the matches on Sunday.
And so then after that game, TL got bumped down to the lower bracket finals, so they get another chance to make it to finals. And after that game, we had the lower bracket round two to go to the lower bracket finals. That was EG versus Cloud9, and EG swept them pretty convincingly, 3-0. So on Saturday, we got the lower bracket final, EG versus Team Liquid. And whoever wins that match plays 100 Thieves in the grand finals on Sunday.
Which will be TL, and then TL will 3-0 EG. No. Here's my prediction. TL will 3-2 EG, and then they'll go to the finals, and then they will 3-2 100 Thieves.
Did you see the...
No, I didn't.
Abadage and Closer interview after the series?
I did not... my internet has been acting a little wonky, like trying to watch like anything on.
I'm gonna send this to y'all, and because y'all gotta watch it, it's hilarious.
If we do, I can put the audio into the podcast so everyone will be able to hear it. But you guys,
I just sent it in the Discord.
You guys won't be able to hear it on y'all's end, but I can do it to where the pod, like all the listeners, can hear it if y'all want that. If y'all want to play, want me
this
to.
This is like the best post game interview I've ever seen. It's hilarious.
All right, so I'm gonna play it for everybody at home if they want to listen. If not, just go ahead and skip. We're not gonna listen to the full 5 minutes.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, do like.
Oh my god.
What do you want me to skip to?
It's just you gotta listen to the whole thing, bro.
Oh well, I'll listen to it later then, because I'm not about to have 5 minutes of an interview.
I mean, you can play some snippets of it right now.
I'll play the first like 30 seconds of it.
The first like minute or so is really good.
I'll start from 15 seconds.
I've got Abadaga, I've got Closer. So go on with me. Just walk me through. How'd that all go down?
The end. We were like, let's make the map open, wide open, so that we can get either Sol or we pressure the back door. And then, like, the situation started, and I thought it didn't look that good because I was far out of range. But then I was like, wait, there are five at Drake. They went away from me, Shen already ulted, and can't, like, base anymore on match B. So I was like, what the fuck are they doing? it made zero sense for me.
Yeah,
and the moment I ulted in and started hitting...
Alrighty. So... That was a little bit of it. Where
Like 40 seconds is like the best part.
Yeah, that's what I got to. I played up to 49 seconds where he was like, they were all at Drake and.
Like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
The whole interview is hilarious, so.
I'm glad that I didn't hear a single bit of that on my end.
No?
Well, it's in the Discord, so you can watch it later if you want to, Russell.
That's perfectly fine. I might do that.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, I will look into trying to find a way to where everyone, the podcasts, and you guys will be able to hear it. I gotta figure out how to do that first, though.
But yeah, that's LCS this weekend. I will be there both days, Saturday and Sunday.
I will be
Gavin will be there on Sunday.
Me and my fiance Caitlin will both be there. So if you guys see us and you're listening,
if any of you know what we look like,
they should. If they went to our YouTube, we have a single video episode, which we'll be coming back at some point. We will do video again.
I think Zach is gonna be there.
Oh, bet. Is he 102 gang?
I doubt it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I just bought a ticket close to the stage as I could.
I just bought the cheapest tickets, and I picked the very
first row. They were all the same price, Gavin.
Well, there were only three sections open.
And yeah, so there wasn't that many seats left.
Yeah, so I just bought...
There was like 20 seats left, maybe.
Yeah.
When I looked,
all I know is I loaded up League of Legends because I've been grinding rank. I'm almost silver, back to silver.
Hey yo, let's go!
I played one game. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. When was it? It was sometime this week. Because I was getting my ass whooped on Valorant, so I was like, "Let me play a game of League and switch it up." I played...
While we're talking about our ranking and playing games in League, I gotta tell y'all about this insane fucking game. I texted it in the group chat. Y'all didn't respond. Okay, so
I played 2 days ago. I played a Swain ADC game. I went 8-4 and 14, and we won.
I saw that. I was like, what the fuck is he playing?
I did the most... Because we had no other AP. And so I was like, we need some AP. But I did the most damage on the team. Or in the game.
Nice. I've been, me being a support main, I've been grinding out support, playing a lot of Renata, Soraka, and Nautilus. I've been playing a lot of Nautilus because, you know, Nautilus is just very good. But I had a very insane ranked game that I thought was absolutely doomed. I was like, okay, this is doomed. There's no fucking way we are going to win this. Like, I was just like, there's no way. Like, we have an AFK. Their fucking Gragas is super fed and super far ahead. And so, in the beginning of the game, basically Gragas destroyed our top laner, Jax. Like, completely, like, wrecked this man. Like, he was, like, 4 levels above him, like, 15 minutes in the game. And... I don't know why, but we just did not surrender, and so we kept fighting, and I got my ADC really fed. Our Twitch was 17-4, and I was 3-5-20 as Renata, but we slowly started coming back, and I don't know how we won, but we pissed off the Gragas enough to where he just raged quit. He just left the game. And Jax kind of was, I guess he saw, like, holy shit, they're actually, like, winning this game even without me. And so he started trying. So he ended up getting back into the game. He was, like, level, like, 11. And it was, like, 20 minutes in. And he started trying again. And we were able to pull it back and win. It was a 31-minute game where both top laners pretty much rage quit on both teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also had another insane game where we were kind of getting destroyed. And this is where Renata really came in. Their Vayne, they had a really, really strong Vayne. Full build, super strong, 236 CS to 163. And pretty much they kept grouping and I would ult, and then Vayne would kill like two of them because she was so strong. And so she would just kill like two of their teammates, and then we would just push and win the game. And so, yeah, I've been really loving Renata lately. If you haven't played her and you play League, please try her out because she's a lot of fun. Russell, how's your cast been going? I know you've been casting some games.
Yeah, I've been grinding it so hard.
Hey, I watched.
Don't sound so excited.
I watched one of your casts recently. When I caught it live, and you're doing good, man. I really enjoy him.
The reason I say it like that, Caleb, is like, I don't know, man. It really, I'm starting to understand the struggle of like just being a streamer.
Yeah.
Like, hang on, give me 1 second. I gotta get it together.
Like, actually, yeah, actually streaming consistently and having like a schedule. Yeah, it can be hard.
No, it's ridiculous, dude. Yeah. Like, you genuinely, if you commit to it, you just like don't have time for like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, I've been trying to stream, and I'm trying to pretty much, I guess, gain the confidence to actually make a YouTube video.
It's rough, dude. Like, I've come to the realization that, like, as much as it is a fun, like, side hustle, like, I can't actively keep up playing video games competitively if I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, hard to
just,
do both.
There's just not time in the schedule. Plus, like, my actual job and my personal life, like,
yeah,
it gets in the way of so much. And so, like, the people who do this 9 to 5, who do have this job, like, it is their job to stream, to be a streamer, to provide content for people. I can also see how it gets old really fast.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah,
like Ludwig, he kind of was talking about like when he was on Twitch and stuff, and kind of how like being a Twitch partner and everything was, and like he had to pretty much, it was like in a, like, he had to stream X amount of time every week, and if, like, I think it was like 120 hours a week or something, or not week, I think like a month, and he had to make sure he hit at least that like every single month, or he would pretty much lose his partnership.
Yeah, so, being like, a partner is fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, so like, and it's insane too that like 99% of the partners still don't make enough to be able to like just stream full time. Like, it's insane, like, because like the top 1% are like, of like Twitch streamers, are really the only ones that can do it full time. Like the big names like Mizkif, XQC, Pokimane, Shroud, Asmongold, etc. Like, not a lot of the partners can have a big enough audience to be able to do it full time.
You don't have to have a big audience to do it full time.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, you really don't. I think if you have
Quantum, like, he's a full time streamer, and he only averages about 1,000 people a night.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, no, you guys think that's crazy?
But he also lives in Oklahoma, and he said his rent is like $700.
Oh.
For like a nice ass, he says it's like a nice ass apartment too.
You guys think that's freaking crazy? Hootie Who, my favorite streamer, he averages like just a little over like 100 people a stream. Like, it's all organic too. Like, it's not like people who raid him, and like the people who get, like, when they raid, they don't stick around or anything. Like, it's totally organic, everything that he's done.
Yeah.
He just hit partner. He streams full time, and I mean, you guys are talking about people with thousands upon thousands of subs, like probably tens of thousands of subs. Like, this guy doesn't even have 1,000 subs. Mm-hmm. He just did his first and probably only 24-hour stream. He's sitting still sub 1,000 subscribers to his Twitch, and mm-hmm. like, he is living perfectly content doing it as a full time job.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's what I hope to one day be able to do, be able to stream full time and make YouTube and stuff.
It's so if you struggle mentally with things, because it's a very much a mental hurdle, because it's a constant, like, you are staring at a
screen. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you are at a screen, you are providing content for your viewers daily.
Right. Like the thing for me is, like, I come home from work already and spend like 4 hours playing games, and I'm like, if I can do it, you know, if I can just come home and endlessly play video games, why not go ahead and already stream it and stuff and see what happens?
I mean, yeah, true, but like at the same in the same vein, you have to somehow grow your audience. You have to somehow get that audience large enough to actually like stick around for your streams. You have to be good enough and entertaining enough for these people to want to tell other people about you.
Yeah.
Like it's the list goes on.
Yeah,
bro.
No, it's, you gotta like,
yeah,
until you work. Get really big. It's also like, you have to make sure you don't have those silences. Like,
yep.
Like, because, you know, if you're like this small streamer averaging 10, 15 viewers every stream, those 10, 15 people are going to stick around. But the people that, you know, are clicking in to see, like, oh, you know, this is a small streamer, let me watch him. Because I do that sometimes. Like, I'll see, like, someone with, like, 10, 15 streamers or viewers, and I'm like, you know what? Let me go watch them because, you know, they're a small streamer. Let me go support them. And sometimes I click on it, and it'll just be silent for, like, the first, you know, 2 minutes. And I'm like, okay, well. And, like, later. Just, yeah, like, instinctively, like, not even thinking about it, I click off and click on to someone else that, right when I click on, they're doing something and they're saying something. And so it's, like, also, like, you have to try and, like, kind of be good at talking to yourself when you're starting
it's
off
also,
small.
Yeah, it's also good to try and find someone to play with.
Yeah.
That way you're always talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why a lot of the times when, like, I play League or anything, like, with Caleb or our other friend John, I stream, because it's a lot easier talking to, you know, John and Caleb back and forth while I play a game, rather than sitting there and trying to come up with things to just kind of talk to myself, hoping that, you know, if someone clicks in, at least.
Yeah, it's awkward when you're sitting there with zero viewers and you're sitting there talking to yourself.
Yeah, I still do it. You know, just in the hopes, because, like, I just enjoy it. Like, if I keep streaming and I never blow up, I will be fine. Like, I just do it because I like it. It's fun. And I'm like, I'm already playing games, might as well stream. And it's a lot of fun for me, even if I don't get any viewers. Also, I made the switch to YouTube. So if anyone is wondering, like, going to my Twitch or anything and being like, you know, what the hell, where is he doesn't stream anymore, like, you have to go to my YouTube, which is in the description. So if you subscribe to my YouTube, it'll give you a notification anytime that I go live, and you can go back and watch any of my previous streams as well.
Nice.
But what's going on with you guys in the world of gaming? Any new games, any games you're excited about?
I am just progressing as far as I possibly can in Elden Ring on my spare time, and I'm getting through the game, and I'm finding out that I have had so much more fun actually taking it slow the way I have, rather than like I did with Dark Souls 3, just kind of hammering through it. Like, I have had so much more fun, quite literally just slowly going through the game, beating an area here and there, taking down, like, there's bosses, but, like, there's, like, 100 bosses in Elden Ring, so, like, beating one is not that big a deal.
Have you beat, what's her name, Melina?
Melania?
Melania, yeah.
No.
No? Are you gonna, recruit the help of Let Me Solo Her?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If I pop up there and he's there, absolutely.
Yeah, I
am absolutely recruiting the help.
Dude, it's the lore has gone deep. The fan art for him, the fact that he's getting his own statue.
Oh, dude, I retweet all of his stuff. Yeah, bro. Like, I love I love him so much, bro. Like, that right there is what I wish, like, the other, so I wish the other Souls game had, like, allegedly he's been in other Souls games,
mm-hmm.
but he is obviously not as prominent as Melania, because because Melania is arguably the hardest boss in the From Software series.
Yeah,
like, she's arguably just like the hardest boss,
and he's doing it with no clothes, no armor, nothing.
Well, yeah, but that's just the lore of the Soulsborne series, anyways.
Yeah,
if somebody mm-hmm. like invades your world and they are naked, you need to be absolutely fucking terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
That person does not plan on getting hit, and they are absolutely mm-hmm. going to wreck your shit.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. saw the interview with him, where IGN, I believe it was, asked him, like, hey, like, what kind of made you want to do this, and why no clothes? And he was kind of like, you know, it's kind of like this legend in the Souls games that players with no armor are the strongest. And then he said he has the, what is it, like the bucket vase thing on his head as a good luck charm.
For Alexander, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The Alexander the Pot.
Yep. And so he said that's why he does it. And his TikTok is super funny. I love it. I love the fan art. The fan art is so fucking cool. Like, so cool. And I'm glad you brought this up, too.
Yeah. Caleb, just so you know, the guy has fought Melania before he finally beat her. He fought her exactly 242 times.
God damn.
Before he actually beat her the first time.
Mm-hmm. And what, he's beat her, like, 230-something?
No, now he has over 400 confirmed kills on Melania by himself.
There you go. Damn.
400 kills. He's killed this boss over 400 times, helping people out. And the thing is, it's not even the first summon or the second summon. He has sometimes been the third summon. So what that means is there are four people inside one game, including Let Me Solo Her. And so that means he is fighting a scaled boss to four separate individuals who have been summoned into a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the more people you summon in,
the stronger.
From Software scales to the people. So if you summon one, you're 2v1ing a boss. The game literally scales to the fact, okay, well, the player has the upper hand. So we obviously need to make, you know, the boss stronger. The boss needs to scale.
Yeah.
So he has beat her with a 4x scaled, like, advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do the other people help, or do they just,
no,
like,
No. They do exactly what his name says. They let him solo her.
Yep. And what's also insane, at the same time, it's funny, is the people... I've seen some videos on his TikTok where people will summon him and then they'll try and help him beat the boss, and then they die, and he just kind of, his character will just stand there and look at them. It's the funniest shit ever, because he posted it on his TikTok, and the boss that did that waterfall of blades or whatever the move's called.
Yeah, yeah, the one where she hits you like 27 times.
Yeah, and like you just see host of fingers. You just see their health go from full to half, a little bit less to just none, and then he's just standing there and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, that's just how it goes, dude. She is a woman with a fake, she's missing her right arm, so when you walk into the boss room, she wakes up and she puts her right arm on, which is just like a suit of armor arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then she grabs her blade. Now, Melania is the warrior who has never tasted defeat. That is what her tagline. In the game, her and Radahn were the strongest demigod warriors in the entire Elden Ring universe, and Radahn was going to beat her. Radahn was going to be the first confirmed victory against Melania. And to get out of it and not actually be able to claim victory, she gave Radahn Scarlet Rot. And to combat this Scarlet Rot, he learned he had to go through a bunch of trials and tribulations because he was growing ever more powerful and getting larger in size, so he was actually unable to ride his horse Leonard anymore because of how big he was growing and like how much magic he was taking into trying to fight off the Scarlet Rot. So this man went into space and harnessed the ability of the stars and kept them in stasis with gravity magic. Like, so much that the man went to space and fought the fucking stars.
Jesus, this lore, man.
To save his horse's life.
Okay,
so
he's my favorite.
So he wouldn't crush his horse under the weight of his own body. So, like, he had to go and fight the fucking stars in space to learn the ultimate gravity magic to be able to not crush his horse.
He is the best of us.
Oh, you know, no. Radahn is real, bro. He is now my favorite boss in Dark Souls, or in the From Software series. He's my favorite boss.
He's the best of us. He's what we should all strive to be.
Yeah, he's honorary Texan, bro. He fought the fucking world to save his horse. He's honorary Texan.
Yeah, he is.
But no, fucking but no, so, yeah, that's like the lore right there. Is like Melania is the strongest warrior. She was going to taste defeat, but gave another warrior a permanently deadly like disease, essentially, that he has to combat for the rest of his known existence until you go and beat him, part of the story. And she won. So then you go later and you try to fight her.
So what is Scarlet Rot? What does that do? Like
it's basically like bleed. It's the same thing. It's a status effect.
So he's basically like bleeding to death constantly?
Pretty much. But because of gravity magic, he doesn't actually die. It's wild, yeah. Don't ask. Okay. You have to like actually like read the lore. Don't ask. Okay. I'm not gonna spend the next hour and a half to tell you about Radahn and why he's not dying for Scarlet Rot. He's not dying. Take it.
Yeah, I got you.
But the lore in these games goes extremely deep, and you have to like actually play the games and pay attention. Blah blah blah. You can go look up tons of videos about it. The stories of these games are insanely deep and they are so well thought out. Like you could literally make an animated series just based off of the lore. You wouldn't even need the game. You could literally just make like a small like 6-episode series solely based on the lore of the game. It would be so cool if they did something like that, and I really wish they would, but I mean, time, money, resources, blah 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 blah. But like, if that's definitely something. Like, you know what? Hang on, we're on a gaming podcast. Let me ask that question: if there is a game series that you could, with all the proper money, resources, and tools to make absolutely perfect, what is a game series you would turn into a television show or an animated series?
Ooh, fuck, that's a good one.
League of Legends has already done it.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I was like, they've already done it.
And it's actually insanely fucking good too. So
yes,
yeah, it is. It is. You know what?
See, I wanted a good D&D campaign type thing, and then Vox Machina came out.
Yeah. I think if I could do it, I had all the money in the world. The money was never a problem, and I knew it was gonna be really good. I would say No Man's Sky. Because I think the story in No Man's Sky is really fucking cool.
Does it have deep lore and all that, or?
Yeah, so basically the story behind it is you're a traveler, which you're basically not supposed to exist, I guess. You're an anomaly. So your race is kind of lost. So all of the players are travelers, and there are some NPCs that are travelers, but they're very far, far and few. And so you're kind of like part of this lost race that doesn't have a home planet, doesn't have a home system and stuff. And so while you're going through the story, you know, you meet these other travelers through like communications and stuff, like your ship's communications, or like what they call I want to say Starlink, but I don't think that's what it is. And you start figuring out kind of the like the secrets to the universe a little bit, and like why the Sentinels are here, and because there's these robots called Sentinels on the planets, and they monitor everything, and they will kill anything that they think will prevent their goal. And their goal is to destroy the universe, pretty much. And there's this thing that is pretty much like, think of like the eye from Lord of the Rings. And it watches everything, and you kind of have to reset it so it doesn't collapse the universe. So you have to follow this very deep trail and get to the center of the universe so you can find it. It's called the Atlas, and you have to reset it and basically convince it not to collapse the universe, and you basically find out that like the entire universe is just a simulation and you're the only one who knows it.
Jesus Christ, oh my god.
Yeah, and like the Sentinels have like these things called the pillars, which is like their hubs on planets. They're like a nest for these Sentinels, and they have a hive mind, so they can all talk to each other instantly, pretty much.
Nice.
And so, you know, we don't like the Sentinels. You know, you don't like them because you'll be on like a planet harvesting something or just researching or something, and they'll be like, okay, well, you're on this planet. We don't like that, so we're just going to start trying to kill you. And so you can like shut down the nests and stuff, and you also can summon the Anomaly, which is this big space base which exists outside of time and space until you summon it, and you can go on it to meet all the other players and do missions and stuff. And it has some pretty deep lore and a really good story, so I think it would make a really good, if they focus just straight on the story about trying to get to Atlas and stuff, and maybe did some little things here and there, I think it can make a good TV show.
Bet. Okay.
Caleb, you got something?
Trying to think. I don't play anything.
Yeah, you. I know.
Let's see.
I think also.
I don't know.
I think Destiny 2. Destiny in general, I think, could have a good TV show as well. I think it could be a pretty good one. I would love a Hades animated TV show about him trying to climb out of hell.
You really can't think of a singular other game at all.
I'm thinking.
What about you, Russell? Any other games?
Dead Space.
Ooh, well, Dead Space has TV shows. Or, well, movies, right?
Kind of. Dead Space. Oh, no. My bad. I'm wrong. Half-Life.
Ooh, Half-Life. Okay.
Half-Life, mm-hmm. Not Dead Space, Half-Life.
I could see that. That would be cool.
But it has to be done perfect. Like, absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Portal would be another good one.
Ooh, yeah, Portal would be cool. Maybe Fallout? I think Fallout, if Fallout would have to be done perfectly, I think it could
It have to be done to a T.
Yeah.
You couldn't fuck it up.
Yeah,
you have the entirety of Bethesda on your ass.
That and the fan base too, like with like how bad, like look at like 76 and how bad that fucking failed.
Yeah, I'm surprised Caleb hasn't said something like The Legend of Zelda or something.
Well, I've never played a single Zelda game.
I'm so upset.
maybe like a WoW animated series, like an actual.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the first like DLC stuff, like the other. Like the beginning of the game where you do the solo, and then like the first DLC.
Yeah, the battle with the Lich King.
Or like a show that like revolves around all the NPCs in the game.
That would be kind of funny. Yeah, like the main characters coming through and the NPCs are the ones who actually get the airtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be kind of silly. I like that. I think that would be kind of funny.
I think that'd be cool.
That would be, you know what that would be a great thing for is a YouTube short series.
Like
what Red versus Blue ended up being.
Yes. Oh, I love Red versus Blue.
Yeah. Like if Rooster Teeth did something about that, that'd be so freaking cool. I'd love that.
Also, I think Surviving Mars could make a good TV series.
Never even heard of that in my life.
It's basically you set up a colony on Mars and you have to run it and make sure, you know, explore, get your resources stuff. I think it can make a pretty interesting, like, survival kind of TV show where, like, they're, you know, the colonists go to Mars and they have to worry about setting up a colony, worrying about water and the resources and stuff like that. I think it could be interesting. I think it would have to be, you know, done really, really good. And I don't think it would be, like, it wouldn't be one for, like, everyone, because I don't think you could really fit action into it. But it'd be a cool, like, kind of, like, drama story.
See, this is what makes it so hard, is, like, to make something highly appealing to a crowd, it would have to be an acclaimed game series on top of a very high level of production, cast, and then also like a very acute attention to detail. And that's why, like, doing something that has like a lot of longevity to it is hard. Like, WoW could be done. And like the whole NPC idea for WoW could be done. Because there's so many people that have played it, like we wouldn't need to have played the game to watch it and understand.
But
with a lot of these other games that we have talked about, you kind of had to have played the game.
I think The Division, I think they can make a really good TV show about The Division.
I remember the game coming out, and never played it.
The Division, the first one was okay. The second one was okay. The story's really good. I think the games in general, I think they kind of executed on it poorly. But the gameplay itself is kind of fun. The story's good. The gameplay just kind of gets repetitive. It's a very grindy game. You know, go do this raid. Go do this raid. All right, gotta go do this raid. Cool, my gear got a little bit better. Gotta go do this raid. And it kind of got repetitive, but I think the games overall aren't too bad. They have a good community around them as well. Also, one that I think would be good, Total Warhammer. I think that would be a badass fucking TV show.
I mean, like I said, like things that have longevity and stuff, they need to be revolved around the community that actually knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a very niche audience. Like, you need, if you're gonna do something like this, it's got to be something that like a lot of people can ingest easily and also remain like hooked.
Yeah.
So like it's tough. Like, I think something that could survive is something like Half-Life, just because Valve has such a large audience.
Yeah.
But things outside of something like that is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, RPGs would work because they're easily ingestible. So like Elder Scrolls. You could do like Elder Scrolls. Elder Scrolls is easy.
Yeah,
like Dragonborn.
Or yeah.
I also think that it kind of has to have a story already in the game, like an easy to follow story as well. Like, anyone can pick up Oblivion, Skyrim, and figure out the story and play through it and understand it. And even if you don't play through it, and you can watch someone play through Elder Scrolls, Oblivion, Skyrim, any of them, and understand the story and be like, okay, so this dude is Dragonborn, someone, he can take dragon souls and they give him powers. Okay, yeah, I get it. You know,
right.
Or, okay, so this dude was in prison, meets the king, and now you gotta fight this dragon, and there's these Daedric princes and Oblivion gates you try to close. Okay, yeah, I get it. It's a little complicated, but I got it. Has there been any shows that have done it and done it really good other than, like, League of Legends? Like, I can't think of any right now.
Halo is on the right track. The problem is they went with the books instead of the game. Like, that's the key issue here, is they're going to lose a big fan base because they're going mainly from the books and not the game. So they are on the right track and doing it right. I think that...
I enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it too. I definitely enjoy the show. But what I'm saying is, like, a huge portion of the fan base that wants to watch this is not going to enjoy it at the end if Master Chief does not start killing elites and killing them quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, know what I'm saying? I've only watched the first two episodes and I kind of got bored and stopped watching it.
No, it's good, dude. I mean, still watching it. It's very good.
Personally, I've heard nothing but bad things about it. Other than because from you two, and like,
you've heard from people who thoroughly enjoy the video game, who probably never even took an interest in the books.
Yeah, I think with Halo, I think if they would have taken the games into consideration alongside the books, because they're missing context, if they go off just the books. While the books do have a lot of lore, it's a lot of extended lore. They're still missing, you know, the video games came first, and they're missing a lot of the context of why everything is happening if they don't play the video games. I also think they kind of lose a lot of Master Chief's personality. I think they did a good job, but I think it could have been done better. And I think if they would have taken Master Chief and instead of having him remove his helmet the first episode, led up to it and kind of made it a big thing instead of like, okay, he removed his helmet. He hasn't put it on. And then he gets to his friend on that asteroid belt thing. And then he takes his helmet off again. And it's like, okay, like you kind of take away the value of him taking off his helmet. Like now everyone's just kind of like, oh, yeah, that's Master Chief. But I think if they would have built up to it and, like, maybe, like, the season finale, Master Chief finally takes his helmet off for some reason and you see his face, I think it would have been much better received. And I think if they wouldn't CGI the guns, I think it could also be better received. Those are the two biggest gripes I've heard is, you know, one, you know, like how you said, no action. That he's not really killing, fighting the elites, which I think a lot of people want. And two, he's taking his helmet off a lot from what I've heard. And
well, yeah, because again, he does all this. Like,
yeah, he takes his helmet off in the books. Like not big,
pretty frequently.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's not a big thing. I think though, the thing is I think if, the first season they would have led up to it being a big thing and then like slowly kind of made it to where he starts taking it off more often, it would have been better received.
I think people are just nitpicking shit and trying to find something wrong with it because it's such a prominent name.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of things.
Sitting back and enjoying it for what it is.
I think it's good. Personally, I feel like there should be more action, but I also really like action shows, so I wanted more action in it.
It's still early in the season, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're like four episodes in.
Yeah, and...
And there has been some more action.
Yeah, I plan on watching the rest, so right now... I guess I'm a little disappointed in it, but I think maybe if I watch the next two episodes, maybe it's better. Because I do think, like, I think
a new episode comes out tomorrow too. So,
like, I think the actors, I think they're doing fantastic. I think like the actors got like all the right actors. I don't know. I guess I was expecting more of it to be more like the video games. And I think that's kind of why, like, I went into it expecting, like, you know, the classic Master Chief. He doesn't give a fuck about the UNSC. He's going to do what he wants. Him and Cortana are going to go off and do their fucking thing and fuck shit up. And that's kind of what I was expecting going into it. And then, you know,
I mean, that's kind of what he's doing right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of leading up to it, I feel like.
Well, if you watch the show, he's, like, doing that right now.
Yeah, yeah, because I know he ran off with that artifact, and the UNSC is kind of after him right now. So I plan on watching I'll watch the next two episodes, and when it all ends, I'll kind of give my overall opinion on it. Something I do have a high opinion about is Moon Knight, which is...
Yes, I just watched the new episode earlier.
I haven't, but let me tell you, Moon Knight is a masterpiece, and I think, comic book-wise, I think they are pretty spot fucking on accurate.
You've been watching it, Russell?
I don't have Disney Plus, so no.
God damn it, we're going to have to give you that login, too?
I definitely want to watch it.
Are you Bob on our Paramount Plus, Russell?
That is not me, no.
Oh, because everybody's been asking me who it is, and I'm like, I have no idea.
I use Henry.
Yeah, okay. Bob just randomly showed up one day, and everybody's like, who's Bob? I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's Russell.
It was not me. I would just put my name if I was that bold. But no, I definitely want to watch Moon Knight just because I'm sure Isaac is killing it.
Oh my
as
god!
Moon Knight.
Yeah. Oh my
Have
god!
Have you seen any of the other Disney Plus shows,
like The Mandalorian and all that?
Yeah, and Hawkeye and Loki.
So Disney Plus shows or just superhero shows and Star Wars for me in general, like, has taken a hard back seat because I don't have the energy to keep up with it. You know what I mean? On top of, like, everything else I got going on right now.
Yeah.
So, like, anime takes the front. So, like, if a show comes out that I want to watch, it's brand new and it's popping off and everything. Yeah, I'm 100% going to pay attention to that, like, so much faster than I am going to pay attention to anything else.
I will say, I sent you the login. I will say, if you watch
anything, watch Loki. Because Loki was also a masterpiece.
Was really good. Mandalorian, it was fucking perfect.
WandaVision was good.
Yeah.
I want to give that the biggest chance in the world. The problem is I know I would need to go back and watch the Marvel movies. And
Not really. It's not really. Kind of its own standalone story. I mean, have you seen like Endgame and stuff?
I've seen clips of Endgame.
So
if
you know who dies in Endgame, then you can watch WandaVision and know exactly what's going on.
That's fair.
Like, yeah. If you've seen clips, you can watch WandaVision and know exactly what's going on. And it's good.
Because I know it's Wanda and Vision. I know that. I know it's Scarlet Witch and Vision, and they're like, it's done in the vein of a sitcom as if, like, the world is different and all that shit. Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
It's really good. And Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett are both really, really good as well.
Book of Boba Fett was kind of trash, but
I see. I disagree. I liked it.
It was fucking boring as shit.
Yeah. See, that's how I feel about Halo right now.
But no, it's all good. I definitely, if I'm gonna watch anything, I'm definitely watching Moon Knight first, like 100%.
Oh yeah.
So, but as it stands, I have high hopes for Halo to finish on a good note, seeing as they've got to be listening to this. You know what I'm saying? They've got to be listening to all the backlash they're suffering.
Something
has got to happen for them to, like, get to the point of where literally Halo Combat Evolved start.
Okay. I have high hopes for it. I'm going to finish it. Whether I end up liking it or not, just because I don't want to be like, hey, you know what, this is Halo is, I don't want to be like, you know, Halo shit and I hated it if I haven't watched all of it and given it the benefit of the doubt and actually tried to see if I could enjoy it. Because I tend to, like, a lot of people didn't like Book of Boba Fett. And I heard a lot of bad things about it. I watched it anyways, and I was like, you know what? That was actually really good. Like, I actually really enjoyed it. So I'm trying to do that with Halo as well, being like, you know, I'm just going to take it as it is. It's not canon. So I need to, you know, this isn't Halo as in Halo universe. This is kind of a standalone show. So this isn't, you know, the same, I guess, kind of universe as like the video games that I grew up playing. So
correct.
Did you guys, have you guys seen the Batman?
Mm-hmm.
The one with Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not.
It's on HBO Max.
It's on HBO Max.
I was gonna ask y'all, is that the ad I've been seeing?
Yeah.
That it popped up for HBO Max.
Yeah. So I tried to watch it, got super,
I enjoyed it.
Super bored and didn't pay attention to any of it.
That's tough.
I liked it. Yeah. But I'm a big Batman fan, so
I've heard that he's a good Batman, is what I've heard.
Yeah, it surprised me. It was a lot better than I thought it was gonna be.
I think he did good as Batman. The action was like, the scenes were fucking beautiful. I didn't really like the Riddler. I wanted to see Riddler in his Riddler uniform.
Like Jim Carrey Riddler?
Yeah, like in the green. Like, even if it wasn't like the original kind of, like, even if it was like an older kind of, like, I just kind of wanted him to wear green and some question marks. But I don't think Robert Pattinson did bad. I think he did good. I think the action was really good. I wanted to see more of Robert as Bruce Wayne. I kind of wanted to see more of that, because I feel like a lot of the movie spent on him just being Batman. So I did kind of want to see more of Bruce Wayne, because I think he did really good.
I'm sure we will in the next movie. I think the first movie is more just like world building.
Yeah, because also this one is before, because a lot of people got mad about the Batmobile because it was basically just a car with a jet engine. And it was like, well, yeah, this is like him becoming Batman. Like, this is before, you know, he has all this super high tech stuff. You know, this is like beginning of Batman.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, guys. Well, that will do it for us. We have hit our time limit. I hope you guys enjoyed us rambling on about video games, drama, and movies and TV shows. Thank you for listening.
I just enjoyed sitting here listening to Russell's voice.
Who
doesn't love to listen to Russell's voice?
Y'all are wild.
That'll do it for us, though. Thank you, guys. Give us reviews on Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. Tell your friends, tell your grandma, tell everyone to listen to us. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.